The following program is paid for and presented by John DeMasi. The opinions expressed are not those of Townsquare Media or station advertisers.
Now, WPG Talk Radio 95.5 brings you a very special show. It's The Heart of Your Money, featuring a variety of information to help you and your family improve your financial situation. The financial expert on today's and every show is Joe Yakovich from JML Financial. Now, with Joe Yakovich, here's John DeMasi.
You know, I said this last week. I don't know how you wear shorts in the winter, but it's cold out.
It is not cold. You have a very, very thin skin. I have the thick skin.
No, real men wear shorts in the winter.
Right. I don't even think about it. I get in the car. I'm on my heated seats. The things, you know, my blower's on me. I'm like, oh, I'm toasty. By the time I get out, I'm freezing my – anyway. Yeah. You know, it makes the transformation.
Well, good morning and welcome to The Heart of Your Money. Every Saturday we're here from 8 till 9 right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM. Good to have you with us, and we'll talk finances for the next hour with the one and only Joe Yakovich. Joe is JML Financial, and his website is jmlfinancialgroup.com. We got some books for you. I mean, you name it, we got it right here.
We're hoping.
On the heart of your money. We'll talk about the books in just a minute. But today you want to talk about knowing your risks, and you want to share with us the number one rule.
Yeah, I mean, John, we are seeing things that, I mean, even before we got on the air, I mean, been doing this in the financial arena for, you know, 35 plus years. And I have never seen what I've seen. And you've heard that before. You know, people say, oh, it's always going to be different this time. It's always going to be different this time. But I've never seen anything like this before. I mean, really. As a culture, you know, way people thinking and crime and political situation, social media and the market, and now we're dealing with interest rates. I mean, I don't know if you know, with 30-year rates are close to 8%, John.
You can't buy a house now.
Yeah, I mean, think about what I'm saying to you. So, you know, dealing with in the financial business, in the retirement business, and the income business that I've been dealing with, and my whole life, and it's come to a point, I'm, you know, thinking to myself, when can I retire? But it's almost, you know, you want to continue to help people as many as you can and get them to understand there you cannot do what you have been doing for the last 20 years. That model has been broken, and people, I think, still get caught up in that. So today I'm going to talk about risk, different type of risk, because we need to be aware of it and how to deal with it, not to be afraid of it, to be able to take it on head on and understand it and understand, to me, you know, the Warren Buffett says, you know, risk comes from not knowing what you're doing.
Jeez.
I mean, think about what I'm saying to you.
And that could apply to anything,
right.
Yeah.
and it's sad because, you know, it's like everything else. Like if we want to be safe, you know, if we're going to drive, you know, we wear our seatbelt. If you don't wear your seatbelt, it helps you mitigate the risk of fatal car crashes. Or, you know, eating fruits and vegetables, you know, could help you address the risk of heart attack and other illnesses. So, you know, we look at risk in a way for us today, even – it's really difficult because it's changed. The environment has changed. And the way we receive the information through the media and through whatever we're reading or whatever we're looking at, how we take that information and apply it, you know, to what we do as a person in terms of retirement or income or for kids' education or buying a home or any of these things, you know, you have to really, it's sad because there's a lot of moving components that years ago, you didn't have to worry about those things, which
true.
We'll talk about, you know, again today.
I wanted to ask you this, though. Isn't the market inherently risky, but you have a way to protect that and kind of set people up so that they don't have that risk?
Yeah,
so absolutely. That's really what you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, the market, I mean, the free market is the greatest invention of all time. You know, we've, I mean, from 1900 and where we are today, it's been the best place to invest money for someone's, you know, portfolio, for someone's own self to retire. That's one risk. But the other side of this whole thing is, do you want to work for a company, or do you want to be creative enough to own your own company? And it could be in a smaller scale, which we'll talk about today. Someone who broke out of that mold and went on their own in the business they now are in, they're, you know, now presently in. But, you know, it's a whole different mindset. So, but getting back to risk, John, it's just a really, you know, a couple of things that we'll talk about today, and I'm going to let you shoot me some good ones today.
Structural risk.
Now, you heard
that. That sounds like a lot, but what does it really mean?
A structural risk is, you know, what we're able to, we're capable of doing. For instance, saving vehicles that are available to all of us, 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans, SEP plans, plans that we have with companies that we now presently work for, possibly. You know, what plan suits your situation? Are you young? Are you old? Because the old cliche of fend for yourself is really at the top of the heap, because it used to be we all have gotten pension plans at one time and didn't worry about this stuff we're talking about today. But in the, you know, in the mid 70s, they made that transformation into 401ks. And now we need to be aware of, not only is a 401k right for you now because of the Roth situation. So we need to understand the differences between the Roth and 401ks. Are we getting a an add-on benefit whereby the employer is paying you another percentage to match what you put in or not? Some people say, you know, maybe it doesn't make sense to do a 401k if you're not getting a match. Why? Because at the back end, you know, again, no one was told you this. You were told, by the way, defer, and now you realize the taxes could potentially be increased. So all those years of deferring, now you have to pay the piper.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the price of the piper is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a big concern. So it's what we do with the structure risk and how we do it. Because you might say to me, Joe, I could do 401k, they're matching 5%, or they're saying, no, I'm putting 10%. No, take the match to the match. That's the most structured way to benefit yourself. If you're telling me you're putting more dollars away over the match, I might deviate and say maybe that's not the greatest place to put your money for tax reasons, not by the reason of how much investment or investable dollars you have in terms of how the market is playing out and what you own. Because you might say, you know, I'm not willing to take that risk in terms of how much the market goes up and down, but I will make sure that I'm at least putting my end in and getting matched by the company. So that's a structured risk strategy.
Okay, we're going to talk about some other risks, but we want to remind everyone it's the Heart of Your Money every Saturday right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich is the Heart of Your Money. He is JML Financial, and his website is jmlfinancialgroup.com. We will pause here to remind you that Joe has a couple of books. One is The Heart of Your Money, two is Wealth Beyond Taxes, and three is Bulletproof Your Financial Plan. You can have copies of one, two, or all of the books simply by calling the radio program at 609-407-1450. That's 609-407-1450. Joe Yakovich and his staff will be happy to send you the books free of charge. And again, it's The Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. So, Joe, up next, what do you want to talk about? What's your next risk?
The next risk is market risk. Now, we've seen some crazy things happen over the last decade or so. Now, we've had the last two decades losses on one side and gains on the other. So anytime you have savings that you invest and you have a loss, the possibility, whether it's stock, bonds, real estate, and a host of other assets, you face the real risk that your savings will not experience significant growth to offset that loss. And that's where the key comes in here, John. People don't realize this because there are now certain strategies that we present to people that it's not the loss, it's how to recover from the loss. You know, in 08, I asked people, how'd you do in 08? And they go, we lost a lot of money. Now, the flip side of that is because they don't know what to do, so they might have stayed on the sideline.
Yep.
And people stayed on the sideline for a long time.
Still do.
And so you see, they've never recovered from the 08 loss. So that was a scar that was left to them because they did not make or was afraid to get back in at the right time. And there's no such thing as timing the market, but staying the course because of where they were in terms of the rate. Now, if they were, the sad part, if they were 7 years old and had a 08, this happened.
Now they're 82.
Now they're 92 because the recovery is going to be a lot longer. Yeah. So you understand that's the big question mark, John. So that market risk is out there. So are we, and you said earlier, we are able now to use certain vehicles today that we didn't have back then, believe it or not. Because if you think about it, John, the most conservative and the most soundest and the most safest vehicles on the planet, I don't care who I talk to, who they are either banks, are the Fed, and insurance companies. There's only three. And if I can present someone with something that are giving them a better rate of return and give them safety, what do we do? I'll give an example. Yesterday I spoke with a woman, nice woman, in her 80s, and I looked at what she sent me. And she sent me a list, a full-blown list. I'll show it to you. It was pretty cool. I mean, it was. I'll take the name off, and I'll take the – there was no contract there. But she had CDs, three-month CDs, John. And it started with – I can't tell you how long she went back. 3 months she would roll them. And every CD I looked at, we're getting rates of return of less than 1%. 1%. Now, stay with me. And I'm looking at this, and I'm trying to be, and I'm going, you can tell she's a little conservative, right?
Yeah.
I asked her, I said, you know what, Sarah, what if I was able to increase the rate of return by close to 400%? Would you consider, with the same safety that you have now, would you consider? Now, I don't know about you, Chris. I don't know about you, John.
I would have said yes.
I would have thought, you know what, it's... And maybe, and Chris looking at me with his little twinkle in his eye, he goes, well, hold on, Joe Yakovich, what do you got here for me? I mean, you got the shorts on, you got something, you're setting me up here. You're setting me up. What do I have to do? How do I have to? No, Chris, it's not that way. It is vehicles that are offering clients a higher rate of return because they can. And they're dealing with it, and I'm dealing with insurance companies. Now, insurance companies are the strongest or one of the strongest entities because they have to back up
the
amount of money they're covering. So you're dealing with the claims procedure of and capital of an insurance company. And no insurance company are going down, really. I mean, you have to really look at your overall, you know.
How long has John Hancock been around?
Yes. But either they went under, another company picked them up and renamed them or rebranded them.
Yeah.
That doesn't work that way. But my point to that is, and she said, really? And I don't know if she was shocked or she didn't go to me, you know, and I'm doing a Zoom meeting with her. So it's kind of a cool thing. But she said, you know, I would definitely consider that. And every one of them, I said, by the way, you also have to pay tax on this money. And then in silence, just looking at her face, I said, you have to pay tax. What if I was able to give you a 400% increase, give you a 3, 4, 5 year, even fixed, you're getting anywhere from 4 to 5 and change now, you know, and defer, never have to pay the tax until you start to take an income. And it was like, wow, I didn't know that. And I say that to you. We all should know that. But more importantly, she was 84.
Jeez.
And you can see the information that she should have been aware of, which she was not aware of. That's upsetting to me because I think we need to have an educated consumer more so on how certain things work. So in this case, she said, yes, send me the stuff. I'm very interested. And it was a lot of money, John. It wasn't like a little bit of a couple bucks here and there. It was, she did really well, her and her husband, for a long time. And you can tell they were savers, but they were really, really conservative. The flip side of that, and this is where I, you know, had to just share with her. I said, you realize we got to get a better rate of return than this under 1%. And more importantly, what did it cost you for eggs last week?
Five bucks.
Exactly. I started to pick away. I said, what did it cost you for this?
Yeah.
What did it cost you for this? And as I'm speaking with her about that, she's realizing I'm talking about inflation.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? And I tell you the boat story. I'll tell everybody the boat story. You're in a boat, and the tachometer is saying, you know, 10 miles an hour you're going. And you look ahead, you go, you know what? I'm going 10 miles an hour. But if you look side to side, you're going backwards. Because you never took in consideration the wind shear and the current is going 20 miles an hour against you. So the net result is you're going backwards. And people don't fully understand that. Because you need to understand, you have to factor in taxes. And obviously, the inflationary number that we're in right now.
Well, you've been talking about market risk, but that is a market risk. Mm-hmm. That what she's in is a market risk.
Correct.
Because she's losing money.
Correct.
And by a wide margin.
Now, think about it. She's losing money safely. That's not a strategy.
No, that's...
And that's a problem in America. And because you've been bit with the market, good or bad, and now you're afraid to go back in. And right now, I'll be the first one to admit, you got to be tiptoed to go back in or start to think about or have a strategy, at least have a strategy going in or not going in or going and staying in cash. But there are vehicles out there that you can take advantage of the market and also take advantage of if the market does dip even further. Guess what? You get 0%.
That's a no-brainer.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But there's a bad rap to that. So is it too good to be true? No. No one's ever actually sat down with that individual explaining to you or me or, for that matter, anyone how this stuff works. It's because it is complicated.
Yes.
You know, that's a big misnomer that people need to be aware of.
Yeah, but the fact that you have often said you put people in position where they don't lose.
Correct.
And that's important because if you lose, it's like the football game.
Correct.
You're starting the game 14 points down.
Correct. How do I recover from that?
How do you recover from that?
Yes. You're right. And if you don't play, you're not going to win.
Right.
So you got to get in the game. You can't be afraid. You got to be diversified, but you got to understand how stuff works. And you just can't, unfortunately, the strategy that you present to yourself, it should have been set up now before this stuff is happening.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of people wait for the 11th hour and go, oh, it's too late now. Well, no, it's not too late. You need to make adjustments, but more importantly, the losses they've taken, it's going to take years to recover. I don't think they realize that.
No.
And that's the problem. Or they have to take a heftier amount of risk to attempt themselves to get out of the hole. So now you have more risk. They're attempting to try to second-guess the market. And two, they have another time issue because it's a time frame issue. That's not good.
No.
And you can see we had this falsified market rally, and then we're going to see another dip again. So
after
be prepared.
After the election.
And that's again. And it's really funny you say that. That was never a conversation, John. All the years that I've been doing this, I can't remember, I would have to have a conversation with somebody about midterm elections. Now, think about how wild that is.
Yeah.
I never had that conversation. No. Now, it is a conversation at the forefront on who gets elected that will determine and how we print money, how we borrow, how we increase or decrease interest rates. You know, it really is a nature of, you know, now it's politics that plays the game, which before it was not that way at all. So it's somewhat getting used to this.
We're coming up on a break, and Joe's going to continue to talk about risk. We are talking about tax risk after the break. And, well, maybe your question is coming in at 609-407-1450. It's the Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Again, the number here in the studio, 609-407-1450. I'm John DeMasi with Joe Yakovich. Joe is JML Financial, and his website is jmlfinancialgroup.com. We are coming back with more Heart of Your Money after these words.
Are you wondering how to begin the process of getting your financial house in order? You can start with one simple step. Get your free copies of Joe Yakovich's series of books. Book one is The Heart of Your Money. Book two is titled Bulletproof Your Financial Plan. And book three is called Wealth Beyond Taxes. You can have one, two, or all of the above by simply calling the radio show right now at 609-407-1450. During the week, you can contact Joe Yakovich's office at 856-751-1771. Either way, if you'd like to get the process started and get your financial house in order, getting Joe Yakovich's books is the right way to start. You can also find out more by checking out Joe's website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. That's jmlfinancialgroup.com. With more than 37 years as a financial expert, Joe can help you and your family achieve your financial goals. Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Here on The Heart of Your Money, we know that many times you may have questions, but you might just be a bit bashful to come on the radio. No worries. Joe Yakovich comes to your rescue. If you'd like to schedule a brief phone conference with Joe, all you have to do is call Joe in his office at 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Joe will contact you and discuss any and all of your financial type questions. Or if you'd like to meet Joe in person, he'll do that as well. You see, Joe Yakovich does his best to make sure you have all your questions answered and in a timely manner. That number again for Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, is 856-751-1771. And always online at jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. JML Financial Group and Brokers International Financial Services, LLC are not affiliated companies.
It's a fall festival at BF Mazzio. All kinds of goodies, including delicious and fresh Macintosh apples, apple cider bread, pumpkin bread, and of course, all sizes of pumpkins. BF Mazzio, where there's always something special. Don't forget the finest fresh fruit and produce you'll find anywhere. And of course, a complete selection of prepared foods and baked goods second to none. BF Mazzio, 601 New Road in Northfield. Online at bfmazzio.com.
And we're back here on The Heart of Your Money, 856-751-1771 is the number for Joe Yakovich during the week, or you can call right now. That doesn't matter. Operators are there, so call them up and, hey, make an appointment to sit down and go over your situation with Joe. Yeah. 856-751-1771 and his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. JMLfinancialgroup.com. Both of our pictures are on there, right?
Yeah, baby.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Bodybuilder, you.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I remember that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm not.
Tell you. Come on.
It's The Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. So we're going to talk about the risks, and we've been talking about it, but this is one that you have often harped on.
Yep.
And that is tax risk.
There's so many different things, John, with taxes right now that we could take advantage of. And I want people to really, this is the year end of the 2022. So I want them to think about a couple of things. Number one, before I go into the real risk in terms of tax, and it's really quite simple, but I want them to understand, check your tax withholdings, you know, estimate payments. Consider paying some of your things in 2022. For 2023, there are ways to do that. Reap some tax harvest. Boost your retirement savings. Again, perfect time of the year. Are you able to put more in, less in? This is where you should be working with an accountant or accounting professional or your financial person to be able to coordinate that and what makes more sense to post-tax or pre-tax. So, you know, start to consider some of those strategies, especially dealing with, and again, how far are you out to full retirement? Optimize your legal entity structures. This is being a business or not a business. Take advantage of some of the tax laws that we have right now to deal with inflation. The disaster relief deduction. Again, for those of you that had issues with, you know, the storms that we just occurred, we just did one at our business. So we took a major deduction on our business. It was, we had a major flood just recently. When I say major, it wasn't, it flooded the whole place out, but it did hurt our people that were on our first floor or in our basement that we rent. We had to redo the whole carpet for them and do some about a foot up to get the all the bad wood out, so forth. And we were able to help these people and again deduct it. Again, if you're still have children in school, 529 plans make a good opportunity for you. But making sure all your deductions are crossed off. I mean, really start to think about this. And I've always told people, especially now, John, because of what's going on. Because it's, again, going back to what I said, you know, originally and earlier, in all my conversations with the people, you know, they're going to change the code in 3 years. So if you're going to do a Roth conversion, perfect time. This is some of it might be done this year, next year, and the following year. So start to think about taxes in a way to be more proactive. Because guys, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you've seen what the market has done. What are you doing with your own taxes? So ask yourself, how much retirement income will I need to use, and how much am I going to give to Uncle Sam? You know, it's not what we make, John. It's what we keep.
Yes.
You know, and I've said that many, many times. And many people seem to resign to pay any of all taxes presented to them in an absolute nothing. They could do it. They could do something different. I say uninformed taxpayers will pay much more in taxes than informed taxpayers. I truly believe that.
That's true.
I mean, to me, John, if you don't know it and then you yelp on it, it's your own fault.
Yeah.
And you really need to sit down with folks at least once a year, if it's an advisor, a planner. And I don't know if you know the numbers, but if you have a planner, an advisor, it's almost guaranteed you're going to increase your retirement income substantially over your lifetime. It just makes sense to me. For me, people say to me, well, how much are you going to charge for all this? What are you charging me? I don't have to charge anything. If you sit down with me, I will, and I don't hope to not to say it to everyone, but it happens to be that way, I will find holes in your bucket. I will find the fact that, John, my car works good, Joe Yakovich. Why are you checking my car? I said, well, John, if you pull your car out, why is there a puddle of oil sitting in your driveway?
Yeah.
I never seen that. Of course you never did, because you never pulled the car out to be able to look for it. People like myself, we are analyzing and doing a X-ray or an MRI on you financially. And it takes quick conversations with that individual will determine what makes a sense to you. What makes the most amount of sense? Are you getting your full deduction? So all these questions come about. And you know, the late Will Roger, who said, the only difference between death and taxes is that the death doesn't get worse every time Congress meets. So when you hear that, John, you go, whoa. And it's a fact, because we don't know. We're waiting for the hammer. We're waiting for the hammer to come down. I mean, really, think about it. Everyone is talking about volatility. And I think they postponed the idea. You heard Biden say in this beginning of his election year, the first, you know, month, taxes will increase. Well, I mean, from what they've...
You got to pay for all the money you spent.
You got it. And I just can't believe some of the things I've seen. So who is paying for all this? We don't feel it. I think as a culture, we become almost numb to it. And we need to start to be proactive versus react. That's all I'm saying to you. So you need to sit down with someone that at least once a year, and it's not a cost. It's an investment in your time and effort to understand what you should be doing or what you should not be doing. So you can't cry the fact that, oh, man, look what they're doing to me. They're not doing anything to you. You haven't taken the initiative to read a book. And remember, I wrote these books not for 300, 400, 500 pages. I wrote them 100 pages. You can read it in 40 minutes. I mean, I got a gentleman that I just met in Ventnor, believe it or not, 80. I read your book. I loved it. It took me, 30 minutes to read. I loved it. You had some great points. Send that information over to me.
Yeah.
Fine. It's not a hard thing. It's just changing some of the things that you're doing and tweaking them possibly that the outcome will be completely different. Completely different. And you need to be proactive on this.
You know, I hear this all the time, but yet it seems like when you meet someone that they still, they have not, this is like Greek to them.
Right.
And I don't understand that.
I do my best, John, and it's funny you say that. Not funny, but it is a true statement. I try my best, and I don't, this might not come out as well as it should come out, but I want to make it simple. I want to dummy it down. I want to make it where a kindergarten would be able to understand this. And it is complicated, John. There's no question. I mean, what I have to know today because of all the things that are different than when I started out in the business, we talked about even when I was able to trade on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, those days are over. I mean, you used to have hundreds of guys and girls doing trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Now you have probably 30 people on the exchange because most of it's done technology-wise through your phone. The game has changed, and the way we pay for things changed. I mean, it's actually less expensive to make a trade, to buy something and sell something on the exchange because of the technology portion has alleviated that person's job on the exchange. So, but it is difficult. So I try to make it simple with people. I try to find out, you know, what their most important thing for them to do is an income planning. Do they have an income strategy? Do you know what an income strategy looks like? What is that? Well, you know, when you retire, how much income do you need or want to go into retirement? And I factor everything in. So these are the type of simple conversation. It's just not about money. But it's like having a lifestyle, you know, because it's like having to live in Saturdays every Saturday, every day Saturday in retirement. And it's hard to get used to that. Even this week I had a client, they want to leave their jobs. And he worked, you know, one of the professions for both of them for probably 35, 40 years. Big company. They want to get out. And they go, can I get out? I said, yes, you can. Let's put a game plan together for, you know, income. Let's look at your pension. Let's look at your Social Security. Let's look at any other assets. Let's look at what you're spending in you know, every day, you know, to turn your key in your home. Let's look at everything. And it was a really cool conversation because it didn't have to be 3 hours. It was just simple. Put it down. Tell me what I got to do. Okay, this is how we're going to get it. So it's really a function of having a conversation and finding out what's important to that individual.
We are coming up on a break, and after the break, Joe is going to talk about crisis in America.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sounds ominous. Stay tuned for that. 609-407-1450 is our number here in the studio. It is the Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 until 9, right here at WPG Talk Radio 95.5. With Joe Yakovich, I'm John DeMasi. More of today's Heart of Your Money after these words.
Here on the Heart of Your Money, we know that many times you may have questions, but you might just be a bit bashful to come on the radio. No worries. Joe Yakovich comes to your rescue. If you'd like to schedule a brief phone conference with Joe, all you have to do is call Joe in his office at 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Joe will contact you and discuss any and all of your financial type questions. Or if you'd like to meet Joe in person, he'll do that as well. You see, Joe Yakovich does his best to make sure you have all your questions answered and in a timely manner. That number again for Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, is 856-751-1771 and always online at jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. JML Financial Group and Brokers International Financial Services, LLC are not affiliated companies.
In these unusual economic times, do you wonder what to do with your money? If you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, tax planning, or any other type question, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, heard every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM, featuring noted author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you your family, and the best ways for you to navigate your financial portfolio. That's every Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, here on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5 FM, South Jersey's talk station.
And it is The Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, right here, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich, during the week, his number is 856-751-1771. I would write that down if I were you, because you never know when you're going to need it. 856-751-1771. And his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com, jmlfinancialgroup.com. And again, it's The Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. Our number here in the studio, 609-407-1450. It is a crisis in America.
Tell me about it.
What are you talking about here? Are we still relying on the same old strategies?
Yes, and unfortunately we are. We can't get out of that. It's just a function of, I think we're sometimes we don't actually believe what's taking place, and it's happening way, way too fast. I mean, I'm talking way too fast. Like, for instance, what we're looking at now, this is I'm giving you current as you can get, because we have done what we did with the Fed of increasing interest rates so quickly, and because we have been suppressing them so long. I don't know if you know, John, Japan has been buying up our corporate bonds. Now, what does that mean to you? It means absolutely nothing unless you have a pension plan, because those corporate bonds are in teachers' pension plans and other pension plans that people are unaware of. So when this starts to happen and it starts to unravel, because other countries all over the world did exactly the same thing that we did. They was drinking the Kool-Aid. They suppressed rates like they all did across the world. And guess what? Now they're raising interest rates. And they're raising it at quickness. They're not raising it gradually. We're going to have another 75 bump or, you know, coming up here in November 1st. The slowdown in the inflationary numbers. So this is happening all over the world. And it does not supposed to happen as fast. And that's the unraveling of what we're now going to be faced with. So, and I explain to people that, and they look at me like, what are you talking about? What do you mean, what am I talking about? All these companies abroad has been buying current paper in the U.S. because they think we're the least, can you believe I'm saying this? The least corrupt country in the world. So what I'm saying, and people know this, it's not like, oh, I'm going to stick my head in the sand. Well, if you continue to do that, then you're going to get what you deserve. So what I need people to understand, get your head out of the sand, have a game plan, a real game plan on income strategy, tax strategy planning. And remember, John, because of the market flux, you know, and it's fluxing all over the place to invest in the market, how do you defer your taxes? And I said this all the time, do you buy into the seed or the crop mentality? Do you pay the tax now on a small amount?
Yeah.
And then let that defer and never pay tax? Or do you say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to put my money in a 401k, IRA, all these other four products, you know, 401ks, 403bs, 457, and then all of a sudden never pay a dime of tax, and in the future pay taxes, but we don't know what taxes are going to be. And looking back on what just happened for the last couple of presidents, not just Joe, but, you know, Don, and before that, we spend money like we're drunken sailors.
Yeah.
And that is now catching up to us. Remember, for the last 14 years, John, we had no interest rates. We had people buying their, you know, own stock back. People don't seem to forget that. Whatever. But now it's coming back and really slapping us in the face. So we definitely deserve what we're getting. And if we don't put a game plan together, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. I love to tell everybody, oh, it's going to be rosy. Everybody's going to get a free car. Everybody's going to get free. We're getting free everything. Everything's free. Everything is free. And by the way, you don't have to work. Don't work. Do not work, because I give it to you for free. That model is a little crooked to me. And because people like myself, my age, a little younger, we grew up a four-letter word called work. I love what I do, and I do what I love, and I try to get people around me to be, feel the same way. But at the end of the day, this free stuff is going to catch us up.
Yes.
And it's going to catch us very quickly.
So what are the new rules of retirement savings?
So there, obviously, the some of the things we talked about was structured market and tax rules. You know, choose a strategy, John. Address risks right at the forefront. Now, think about what I'm saying to you.
Like that woman did.
Correct.
When he talked to.
When I get that, boom. And she understands, like, wow, I get what you're saying. Let's do that. And that's the kind of stuff we need to have. We need to have open communication. That's why I wrote the books. That's why I do the webs, you know, the webinars that I've done, the virtual work. That's why we're on radio. I want people, I hope this particular station gets us in New York, Siberia, Cambodia. I don't know where we are sometimes in the radio show world that we're
just
doing.
Increased our signal.
I don't know. We should have, you know, I don't understand. This message that I'm giving to everyone should be, you know, a ripple effect through the world, because there's no one out there. And I'm not talking about being a talking head. I'm talking about having a strategy, a game plan, maximize the benefits of taxes, minimize the risk, have a guaranteed income strategy, have a plan of action for long-term care, how to buy life insurance the right way. There are ways to buy life insurance, believe it or not. Do you buy the cash value type or do you buy the term? What the difference is? Let me share with you. Do you like renting or do you like owning? There's the difference. You pay less, you would think, with renting than you do with owning. Hey, but you forgot, John. When you own a house, let you know, I got to cut the grass. I got to weed the place. I got to buy nice flowers. I got to worry about the little mice in my basement. I got to worry about, you know, the water coming into one of my windows. I got to worry about my roof. I mean, there's a lot of worries to deal with a house. The benefit, you own it. You get all the deductions and such, but you have a home versus let me just rent, pay it for the rest of my life, up a little bit, down a little bit, but don't do anything. So which is right for you? No different than having a game plan put together, which is right for you. But income planning, John, income planning is the real caveat here.
Is that the underlying theme of everything that you do?
Correct. You got to say to yourself, is how much money we made, that's fantastic. How do I turn that money into an income guarantee? And how do I increase it without increasing more risk? See, people think, how do I increase more income? Do I have to take more risk to do that? No, you do not. But it's a function of more than one way to look at it. It's not just one dimensional where you buy this 401k and you sit and don't worry about it. That's not the strategy today. It was back in the 70s and 80s because no one knew the difference. And the market has been different. Now today, it becomes more complicated. What do you listen to? Who do you listen to? Do you understand the underlying risk that you're willing to take or not to take? So these are questions that I have with people, and it's a fun, fun time. Because you know what I spend, John? I kid you not. I probably spend, if I'm talking to somebody for 60 minutes, this is so cool. I'm not a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
I don't even talk about data until the last 5 minutes because it really is a function of simplicity. You know, how much, just put that on paper. Find out what's important to you. Do you want to travel? And where do you want to travel to? Do you want to go to Cape May or do you want to go to Cambodia? Do you want to go to Italy? It don't matter to me. How are we going to get there? Let's talk about that. How many days do you want to be? By the way, do you want to go by yourself? Do you want to take the children? Let's talk about that. You know, these are the questions that I have that most, not all, I don't want to say all, but most other advisors seem to neglect. And for me, it's a natural. I really is. It's a fun time for me to ask questions. And I ask questions like, do you have an advisor? Yes. When's the last time you spoke with him?
2 years ago.
And who was the one who instigated that conversation? Was it him or you? You follow me? So you need to find out your advisor. Are they the epitome of what your money should represent? There's a difference.
Are they proactive?
Correct. And are they competent enough not just to do one thing? You know, we're a fiduciary. I have a background in insurance. And I have a background in investments. And I have connections with, obviously, relationships with CPAs and attorneys. Are you bringing, Medicare people, am I bringing in my entourage to make sure that individual is taking care of the epitome of what they should be doing? Or are somebody coming in and selling you a thing that's not, like, by the way, just to let you know, one of the pieces they had, and I thought about you last night, I said, who dare would put you in a vehicle that has a 19-year surrender charge?
Wow.
John, 19
wow.
years.
Wow.
I said, have you ever owned anything for 19 years?
No.
I mean, think about what I'm saying to you. Yeah. Why would anyone have the audacity, and it's an insulting gesture to me, I'm going, why would anybody do that?
19
and I wanted
years?
To, I wanted that to be pointed out. I was like, you know, I know a guy I'm going to use this tomorrow on my radio show because 19 years. Why would anyone do that to that you? What was the purpose of doing that? Because things are changing so quickly. You're getting better quality vehicles, no different than better quality cars, no better better quality tires, no better. Any look at your cell phone. Could you imagine having a cell phone 19 years ago? I mean, think about what I'm saying. By the way, Chris, they are making, I heard, flip phones again.
Yeah, they are.
I'm
yeah.
ready to go back yeah. into the flip phone market.
But that's it.
Try to say that fast. Flip phone.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you can understand what I'm saying.
I wanted to talk to you about one thing that is really a common denominator for most people, and that is procrastination.
Mm.
They will put off, I'll do that next week. And then next week becomes next week. And next thing you know, 2 years have gone by.
Well, John, I use the procrastination conversation like this. When you're going to the doctor, do you go or do you not go?
You go.
No, you don't. You're going to procrastinate, not go. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden something happens. I should have. Yeah, you should have, could have, would have, should have. But it didn't work out that way. You have to be proactive. And people are afraid to do it because they think they're going to get sold something. They need really. Well, to me, you need to interview people. Interview the people you're dealing with. No different than interviewing the doctors that you deal with. Interview them. If you have to have a surgery for yourself, a family member, a child, I know darn sure that I'm going to talk to more than one doctor. And I ask questions. I mean, forget the Google asking questions. I'm going to ask serious questions to determine if this person is going to take care of my kid or myself the way they're supposed to, and I want to know about that. Forget education. How many times have you done this surgery? Oh, you only done it two times this year? Pass. How many times did you do it? I did it 30 times this week. That's the guy I want. So no different than what we do. You know, I want people to interview me to see if I'm the personality that they want. They want somebody proactive. They want someone that understands both sides of the coin. They're the questions that you should be asking and not be afraid of those questions. And I see people just put it off. I can do it myself. Do it yourself. Then any reason why you're not doing yourself your own, you're doing your root canal work, you should do it yourself. Go look at a book. You can do it yourself. You know, so to me, makes no sense to do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost you any more money to do it either.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning. It is the Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi with Joe Yakovich. Joe is JML Financial and his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. 609-407-1450. Time for one or two more quick questions before we get out of here. 609-407-1450. Final thoughts on today's Heart of Your Money after these words.
Here on the Heart of Your Money, we know that many times you may have questions, but you might just be a bit bashful to come on the radio. No worries. Joe Yakovich comes to your rescue. If you'd like to schedule a brief phone conference with Joe, all you have to do is call Joe in his office at 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Joe will contact you and discuss any and all of your financial type questions. Or if you'd like to meet Joe in person, he'll do that as well. You see, Joe Yakovich does his best to make sure you have all your questions answered, and in a timely manner. That number again for Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, is 856-751-1771. And always online at jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. JML Financial Group and Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, are not affiliated companies.
Are you wondering how to begin the process of getting your financial house in order? You can start with one simple step. Get your free copies of Joe Yakovich's series of books. Book one is The Heart of Your Money. Book two is titled Bulletproof Your Financial Plan. And book three is called Wealth Beyond Taxes. You can have one, two, or all of the above by simply calling the radio show right now at 609-407-1450. During the week, you can contact Joe Yakovich's office at 856-751-1771. Either way, if you'd like to get the process started and get your financial house in order, getting Joe Yakovich's books is the right way to start. You can also find out more by checking out Joe's website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. That's jmlfinancialgroup.com. With more than 37 years as a financial expert, Joe can help you and your family achieve your financial goals. Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Couple of minutes left of The Heart of Your Money. And again, if you want to reach Joe Yakovich during the week, 856-751-1771. That's his number. Write that down, 856-751-1771. That is the number. You can call him and he can arrange for a meeting with you, whether it be over the phone, in person, or via Zoom, 856-751-1771. And his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com, jmlfinancialgroup.com is the website. And it is The Heart of Your Money, every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5, 609-407-1450. Time for one or two more quick calls here if you have something on your mind. We are going to talk about the three-legged stool.
Yo, the three-legged stool. One of my favorite subjects. That's another a book I'm going to be talking about and probably writing. Let me tell you, explain to you the three-legged stool. We're looking at the biggest concern right now, the three legs. You have Social Security, which is a government program, personal savings, and employees' pensions. Now think about what I'm saying to you.
Which there are virtually no pensions anymore.
Well, Johnny, you must have been reading my notes here.
No.
The biggest concern is, like you said, one, are the pensions still available? They're an endangered species. Unless you're a
government worker or a
correct.
Municipal worker.
You're,
or
you're
a teacher.
You're a police officer, a teacher. You got
yeah,
it. You're
it.
Good. But the rest of us are fending on our own.
That's right.
So how do I take whatever investment you had and turn that into a pension-like income? That's number one. And if I can do that, that's a major plus. The other problem is Social Security. It's having problems. Why? Well, since 1933, Americans have kept the promise to secure its workers, but the system is facing serious financial problems. And these are major problems. We're not just talking about, you know, nothing but you know, what we're going to get. But without these changes in 2033, the Social Security Trust Fund will be able to pay out only 77 cents of each dollar it's scheduled. And there's a major concern.
Whoa.
There's a major concern here.
Yeah.
So people are, again, putting it under the rug. They're not talking about it. So now you're dealing with people that do not have pensions. And you have now people that go from pensions to 401ks. And now you have to tell them or explain to them how to fund and how to invest their own money, which they never knew and never had any inkling on how to do that.
They didn't teach this in school.
Knew not it. So the pensions are gone, and now you have to invest your own money, and now Social Security have their own cracks. Do you understand? That's why they have to sit with someone like myself.
Yeah.
You understand that? I mean, that is so critically important, at least put a game plan together for that.
The alarming thing is that what you just said, 2033, the Social Security Fund will be able to pay only 77 cents. Wow.
That's a real fact. And we're right around the corner from that.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, John, that's the big, big elephant in the room because no one wants to talk about it. Every politician has never addressed it up front. What are we going to do? How are we going to do this? What's the best way to
so it makes this? Your investment strategy more critical.
Correct. It could be because of the saving vehicle that the stools, one of the legs, if it's gotten beat up because of the market, now what do? Now it's another, let's have a conversation. But are you afraid? No, it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to me. I'm fine. I'm going to hide under the bed. I'm not going to worry about the big bad wolf coming in and blowing my house. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry. It's no big deal. So you understand. And it's everywhere. Think about it. I mean, you think, and I just took top of my head, you think that this thing in Florida is not going to go away because of the problem we had with this last hurricane?
Yeah.
You can't get homeowner insurance down there. You can't get flood insurance.
Nope.
So this is a big, to me, a big mountain of other problems we're faced with.
You wanted to say something in closing?
Yes,
here?
In closing, John, because of the last of the this particular section, you know, demographics. This is a major problem. So all I'm saying for all of you, sit down with someone like ourselves. Make sure that person is fiduciary. Make sure that person has both sides and really take your best interest to good. I mean, that's a major concern. And make sure you're dealing with an organization that's more family-oriented, that really cares about what you're doing. We work as a family. My wife works with me. My son works with me. We have a team that I've surrounded myself. And we do our best to treat each and every client like we are family. It's a humbling experience. I've been doing this a long time. I love what I do. It really brings out the best in me, and I assure you it will bring the best out in you. When you're dealing with people that are really, truly concerned about your well-being and not about how much money they're going to make.
And that is going to put the wraps on another edition of The Heart of Your Money. Every Saturday we're here, 8 till 9, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. Joe is coming back. 11 o'clock
back.
This morning.
I'll be back.
He will be talking about Groundhog's Day.
You got it. My favorite subject.
That'll wrap it up for The Heart of Your Money. Talk to you next Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. You take care.
Joe Yakovich is a registered representative with Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Brokers Financial or Joe Yakovich. The topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. JML Financial Group does not offer legal or tax advice. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their financial needs with the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance. Fixed annuities are long-term insurance contracts, and there is a surrender charge imposed generally during the first 5 to 7 years that you own the annuity contract. Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may result in a 10% IRS tax penalty, in addition to any ordinary income tax. Any guarantees of the annuity are backed by the financial strength of the underlying insurance company. Indexed annuities are insurance contracts that, depending on the contract, may offer a guaranteed annual interest rate and some participation growth, if any, of a stock market index. Such contracts have substantial variation in terms, costs of guarantees, and features that may cap participation or returns in significant ways. Any guarantees offered are backed by the financial strength of the insurance company. Surrender charges apply if not held to the end of the term. Withdrawals are taxed as ordinary income and, if taken prior to 59 and a half, a 10% federal tax penalty. Investors are cautioned to carefully review an indexed annuity for its features, costs, risks, and how the variables are calculated. Please consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing in variable annuities. The prospectus, which contains this and other information about the variable annuity contract and the underlying investment options, can be obtained from the insurance company or your financial professional. Be sure to read the prospectus carefully before deciding whether to invest. The investment return and principal value of the variable annuity investment options are not guaranteed. Variable annuity subaccounts fluctuate with changes in market conditions. The principal may be worth more or less than the original amount invested when the annuity is surrendered.